Blog Talk Radio.
That Yahweh is our Elohim. That Yahweh is our power. That Yahweh is our judge. He is our lawgiver, and he is our savior, and he alone has saved us. So Yahweh said, look, make you fringes and put them on the four corners of your garment. And you look upon them so your heart and our eyes don't go a-whoring and go seeking after other Elohims. That's the whole premise and the whole purpose of wearing fringes, because Yahweh is going to make sure that the law is in our midst at all times. That's why we place it on our doorpost. That's why we had it as frontless between our eyes. That's why we put it on our chains. And that's why we had them on our hands. That's why we have them on the doorposts of our homes. That's why we have fringes on our vestures. Because Yahweh wants us to be ever remindful that his law is forever in our presence and that he is the Elohim of Israel. But because Israel has been far removed from the Most High, because Israel has been taught the ways of the heathens, and because Israel has went in the ways of the heathens, now we lightly esteem the Most High. So now the attitude that we have towards the Most High is very cavalier. Now it's, well, I'll keep the dietary law when I feel like it. I'll wear 100% garments when 100% garments look good. I'll wear fringes when all my fringes match my outfit. But if they don't match my outfit, I'm not wearing fringes. Man, I'll come to Sabbath class when I feel like it. So now when I come into the doors, everybody looking at me and giving me high fives and shakes and bumping me shoulder to shoulder three times. So we can take Yah's holy day and make it all about ourselves. And what Yahweh is saying is that Israel has been doing this from prosperity, that we have been lightly esteeming our Elohim. And we've taken Yahweh's glory and tried to make it about us. But if we truly say that we servants of the Most High, we truly are saying and proclaiming that we are witnesses to the Most High, then that's exactly who we witness to. That's exactly who we praise. That's exactly who we say our power is, Yahweh our Elohim, because Yahweh has established this. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Here you'll have today Israelites that come into the knowledge and they'll find out that they Israel and they think that they have a green light to worship anyone they want to. So all I have to do is just acknowledge that I'm Israel, but I can still bring my Christian values into the spirituality. I can still bring my Muslim values into the spirituality. I can still bring my Egyptology into this spirituality. Well, Yahweh has said you are sadly, wrongfully, sinfully, transgressingly, you have it just wrong. Because Yahweh said that he's the only Elohim. And Yahweh established this when he brought his people out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. This is how Yahweh established himself. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, "And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." This is how Yahweh introduced. This is how Yahweh started off. The first commandment is thou should not have an Elohim, no Elohims besides me. So who told you that it was cool to worship the Christ of the New Testament? Who told you that it was cool to worship the deities of the Islam? Who told you that we was to follow Egyptology and worship their deities? Who told you to go into the ways and told you that you were Rasta and you supposed to be worshiping Haile Selassie? Who commanded you in this? Yahweh has established that he's the only Elohim, and he established it through his works. He says, I am Yahweh, that Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So Yahweh let you know, I brought you out of Mizraim. I brought you out of the house of bondage. I alone did this. So therefore, since I'm your power, since I'm the one that brought you out of this, you shall have no other power before me. And not only don't have no other power before me, but don't even make no graven images. And now this is the season where it's the praises of graven images. It's the worshiping of graven images. It is the time that songs are being sung to graven images. Why is these things being enacted? Well, because Yahweh has been lightly esteemed for far too long. And Yahweh said that he will not give his glory to another, neither his praise to a graven image. And if you go say that you serve Yah, then you go witness for Yah. And you go witness for Yahweh only. And our witness and our servitude is not to no one or nothing else but Yah. And this is the wisdom that Yahweh has put before us. No wonder the scriptures let us know that the fear of Yahweh, that is the beginning of wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Why is wisdom the principal thing? Because wisdom is the fear of Yah. So if you fear Yah, you won't lightly esteem his word. You won't lightly esteem his ways. So you won't ignore it. You'll hearken to it. We'll obey it. And we'll follow it. Because that's what Yahweh made his servants to do. And this is the way that Yahweh's wisdom is to be upon those that have the wisdom of Yah on them. If you turn with me to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Now, these are some of the most famous verses in the scriptures. And you'll run into a whole lot of Israelites that could quote this verbatim. But if you read line upon line, precept upon precept, as the Most High has instructed, you will see that the vast majority of us are not following the instructions given by the wisdom of Yahweh. In Proverbs 3 and 5, it reads, "Trust in Yah with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear Yah, and depart from evil." So, and that's the 7th verse. And as we learned this past Shabbat, anytime you see 7, you see completion. The 7th verse says, at the end, be wise, that means fear Yah, wisdom, and depart from evil, which is understanding. And this is something that the vast majority of our people ignore. Because they think that me trusting in Yah is me going by my intuition, me going by my gut feelings, me going by how I see it. So now when you come into play and you say, look, I have no problem with you believing in what you believe in, but what you do have to do is establish it by Yah. Now you got to show me where Yahweh has established this. Now we don't want to come together because we know that Yahweh hasn't established the matter. We know that Yahweh hasn't established the ways in which a lot of us are going. So now in order to refuse to come together, to refuse to establish this, we refuse to come together. We refuse to even have a conversation. Why? Because we are lightly esteeming the Most High. We have lightly esteemed. And we'll disregard the Most High's word in an instant. And in a moment, just that fast. As soon as you invoke the law and testimony of Yah, you'll hear the rebuttal. Yeah, I see where it say that. But in this other book, what other book? Where in any book that you could produce on the face of this earth where you could have the true and living Elohim speaking to his people, but his book, giving testimonies to how he spoke to his servants and in ways that we should walk and live in anywhere on the face of this earth, bring another book, bring statues, bring testimonies, bring witnesses that witness to this. And the truth of the matter is, there is none. And because most of our people think that they trusted in Yah, but their ways is totally opposite of Yah, that's how you know you've been learning the doctrine of man. And you've been lightly esteeming the words of the Most High. But where did we get this mentality from? Where did we get this nature from? Well, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Because Yahweh is making an indictment on what we're doing even to this very day. And in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 10th verse. It reads, "For Yahweh hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and have closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, have he discovered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed." Yeah, that's what most of our people will say. You'll say, man, establish these ways that you're going by. Establish this doctrine that you're going by. Establish it by the word of Yah. Well, man, it's got a lot of dark sayings in it. I can't. In other words, they're telling you that the book is sealed. And verse 12 says, "And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned." Well, if you're not learned, what better book to go to than the book of Yah? That's how you become learned. Yahweh has a book of wisdom, a book of understanding, a book of knowledge, a book of instructions, and it's called the book of Yahweh. This is why he said that to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So if you want light, then you have to go to the book of Yah. But what our people have done is they've made this an excuse. They say, well, I don't understand what's in it, so that's why I don't read. I just do the right thing. Well, how can you know what the right or the wrong thing is without instruction? But Yahweh has made an indictment. He said this in verse 13. "Wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men." And this is the snares that we are in today. Our hearts, we know how to praise Yahweh with our lip service. We know how to praise Yah with tongue and flattery words. But Yahweh saying that our hearts is far removed from the Most High, meaning that when it comes time to do, we don't want to show up. When it comes time that we can fill out the application and we know how to decorate the resume, but when Yahweh calls you in for the interview, you don't show up. When Yahweh says you start tomorrow, you don't show up. Because you speak good with your words, but Yahweh says our hearts are far removed from the Most High. And Yahweh said that we are to fear him and then walk in all his ways and love him. And then say, serve him with our whole heart. So if our hearts are removed from the Most High, then we're not confirming the words of the Most High. Then that means we are lightly esteeming the words of our Elohim. And because we have done this, Yahweh says that his fear has been taught by the precepts of man. So now people base their fear of the Most High off of who's teaching. Well, who's teaching? I can't follow him. He too young. He too old. He too ugly. She a woman. I can't do this. I don't like that building. Man, y'all chairs too hard. Man, y'all do the Sabbath all day. I like going to a place where Sabbath is only 2-3 hours. Man, I can't do that. Y'all don't got nothing to eat. Y'all fasting now. Y'all ain't drinking no water. What y'all got going on in there? Because the fear has been taught by the precepts of men. So it's not in the ways of Yah. It's based off of what man is teaching. It's based off of what man is bringing to you. But man didn't create Yahweh. Yahweh created man. Man didn't create the laws of Yah. Yahweh created his law. So it's not that the Most High has to follow us. We follow the Most High. But this is an indictment that Yahweh has made against his people. And this is a major responsibility that has been caused by the leaders. Because Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and the 16th verse, it reads, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed." So Yahweh is letting you know it's the leaders that's causing you to err. Because what they're doing is they're not trying to mend your heart to follow Yah and follow Yah only. They're not trying to bring you to Yah and bring you to Yah only. They're trying to bring you to them. They're trying to make you praise them and make them a fame and make them a praise in your mouth and make them a praise in your heart. And Yahweh said, look, I'm not giving my praise to anyone. I'm not sharing my glory with any graven images. So anyone that's attempting to take my praise, anyone that's attempting to take my glory, if you choose to follow them, then surely you'll be destroyed. Because what's going to happen is because you're going to start holding up that leader above the Most High. So you'll cast away what the Most High said based off of what this leader is saying. And you're saying, well, look, if it's from Yah, then my leader will know it. Because you're putting that much stock in a man. And Yahweh is the one that made man. Yahweh is the creator. Yahweh is the lawgiver. So instead of seeking the law out of his mouth, we start seeking it out of man's mouth. And as men, we have a lot of imaginations. And we'll have people going every which way but the right way. Because if it's not ordered by Yah, then it's not ordered. It's not orderly at all. And if it's not ordered by Yah and you following it, then surely you'll be led to destruction. Because the only way that you will be led out of destruction is if Yahweh redirects your steps. It all comes through Yah. So why lightly esteem the Creator? Because the world thinks that it's about their praise, their honor. When there's controversies that happen in the sanctuary, well, how could you come to his class? How could you have controversies in his class? And how could you deviate from his plan? Whose plan? This is Yahweh's plan. This is Yahweh's order. This is what Yahweh has ordained. Not one man has sat down and came up with this plan. Not one man has came down and came with statutes and laws this great. And if there has been, then produce your cause. Bring forth your strong witnesses. Come and debate your cause. Because I want to meet this man that has this type of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, void of knowing the Most High. Introduce yourself to me. I want to get to know you personally. Because surely it says iron sharpens iron. And we got some sharpening to do. You don't want to come down to the sanctuary? You afraid to come to the sanctuary? Well, you can call me personally. 513-915-9169. Because if you got any wisdom, understanding, the knowledge outside of what Yahweh has ordained, and it's at the same level, I'm not even asking for it to exceed the level. It could just be at the level of the Most High to produce your cause. And we're going to see when we hold it up to the light, what's light and what's darkness. Because I already know the answer to the question. I already know the answer to this. There is no man, nor woman, nor child that can produce this, that Yahweh hasn't given them the inspiration to do it with. Because all of this is about the praises of the Most High. All of this is about the glory of the Most High. All of this is about the honor of the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, the first chapter. Because what Yahweh is doing is he's letting the world know. Yahweh is having to sit down with the nation of Israel. And he's saying, look, I don't care if you're a father. I don't care if you're a son. I don't care if you're a husband. I don't care what you are. You could be a leader. I want you to answer this question. And there's two questions that the Most High is asking. In Malachi, the first chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 6. And it reads, a son, he honors his father, and a servant, his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith Yah of hosts? unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised thy name? And then Yahweh said, you offer polluted bread upon my altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. See how I say, we say Yahweh is lightly esteemed? How Yahweh made an indictment on Israel? Yahweh said, we offer polluted bread at this table. And we said, man, well, we polluted it. This is the bread that we got. So this is the bread that we offering. And this is why Yahweh is saying, look, where's my honor? Where's my fear? For if you honored me, you wouldn't bring me anything. And if you feared me, you would know my word. And you would know exactly what type of bread to bring to my table. Because you indeed are the priest. You're supposed to be the messengers of Yahweh, bringing forth the words of Yah. But the priest is turning around saying, man, the table of Yahweh is contemptible, man. Just lightly esteeming the Most High. And then it says in verse 8, and if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or acceptable to thy person? Say of Yah of hosts, Yahweh is making an indictment on the nation of Israel. The Most High said, look, all these abominations that you're committing, do these things for your governors. Do these things for these men in leadership positions. And see if this type of behavior will be acceptable to the White House. Enter the White House, meet Trump, and spit in his face. Spit on the table. And see if he gonna look at you and say, man, that was beautiful. You won't be seen again. These things wouldn't be acceptable in man's eyes. So why would we be under the impression that these things are acceptable in the eyes of the Most High, in the sight of the Most High, in the midst of the Most High, these abominations being committed? This is the indictment that Yahweh is making on the nation. Because Yahweh for far too long has been lightly esteemed. Yahweh's words hasn't been regarded, and the Most High hasn't been regarded. We ripping open gifts. We decorating trees and silver and gold. We running around saying Merry Christmas. And when you say, where did Yahweh ordain any of this? And no one can give you an answer. People are running around but thinking that the day begins at night. People are thinking that Yahweh is a man that's done came on this earth and done died. And when you say established just by the words of Yah, and they know they can't do it, because they're not trying to do it neither. Because why? Yahweh has been lightly esteemed for far too long. Israel has been smelling its arrogance for far too long. Israel has been proud for far too long. And this is why this is the season for Israel to humble themselves. And that's exactly what this fast that we have entered into is doing. It's a humbling experience. Because you realize it's not about you. You can't wait for Yahweh to bring the light forth so we can eat and drink again. Because we are learning that it's not by bread only that we live, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of the Most High is how we live. And this is what Yahweh is trying to show to the nation of Israel. This is what Yahweh is showing to the world. But only a remnant will see this. Only a remnant will hearken to it. Only a remnant will apply this. But the vast majority, they'll cast it to the side. The vast majority, they will ignore it. The vast majority will lightly esteem the Elohim of their salvation. And this is what Yahweh has said in the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Isaiah 30, verse 1 reads, woe to the rebellious children, saith Yah, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin unto sin. That's right. No matter what we try to do, don't try to throw on kente cloth and still serve the God of the Christians. Don't try to throw on a bow tie and try to be a Hebrew Israelite Muslim. Because all we're doing is just covering ourselves with the abominations that's in before us. And all we're doing is just adding sin unto sin. Because why look like the people that's serving another God? Because you're going to start acting like the people that's serving their God. And then next thing you know, you serving their God. So we're perpetually just adding sin unto sin. And Yahweh said, look, this is a rebellious house that's doing this. But let's continue reading. It says that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked in my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Yahweh said, who told you to go down here and vote? Who told you to register to vote, go down here and vote, set up city council members? None of these men serving me. None of these men are honoring me, but you setting them up because they speaking good to your plight. They speaking good to what you're into, but you're not looking at what honors me. You're not looking to see who fears me. Who told you to do this? Who told you to go into Pharaoh? And who told you to enter back into Egypt? Because you didn't seek it from my mouth. When you hear people talk about voting, they don't speak about, man, y'all put it for a testimony that we got to vote. No, what they say, man, our forefathers died for us to have the right to vote. Well, who commanded them to die for the rights to have a vote? Who ordained this? Who set this up? When did the Most High say, thus saith Yahweh, go down to the ballot box and cast your vote? I declare to you this day that you are a Democrat. I declare this day that you are a Republican. These things haven't come from the Most High. Who telling our people to march in the streets? Who telling our people to do the things that they are doing? Because if you were doing things that was ordered by the Most High, you would see the holiness in it. And how would you see the holiness in it? Because it's something that the mass majority would not be doing. Why? Because Yahweh has been lightly esteemed. The Elohim of our salvation has been lightly esteemed, not regarded at all. But let's read the third verse of Isaiah 30. It says, therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. That's right. You thought that you was going to get Bush out of there? Yahweh said, I got something for you. I'm going to put Bush Jr. in there. And he put Bush Jr. in there, and people got upset and said, man, this man is an idiot. And then y'all said, well, I'm going to put someone look like you in there. So he put Obama in there. And you would have thought that King Solomon had got on the throne, because people thought that the oppression is over. The salvation is to begin. And he came and did two terms. And did absolutely nothing for your plight. And then you said, well, okay, he couldn't do all that he could do. So now we're going to put our trust in this Gentile Edomite woman. And now look who you got in before you now. Because why? Yahweh already said, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame. Now you're holding your head down. You ashamed that you participate in a system that would elect a man of this caliber. And then it says, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt, your confusion. Now people don't know what to do. They just waiting to see who going to rise up so they got someone that they can at least believe in to go vote for. And all they doing is being confused, because none of these people are speaking to your plight. None of these people are speaking to your sorrow. All they doing is bringing to you shame and confusion, just like what Yahweh said. And Yahweh said this in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, to show you that there's nothing new under the sun. See, Yahweh tries his people with something different. See, Yahweh, it's easy for people to say, I praise the Most High when there's prosperity, when it's fat times, when money just pouring out every which way. You can eat every day. You can drink every day. But as soon as Yahweh puts and introduces adversity, oh, that's when you see the heart of the people. And this is how Yahweh tries us. And this is how he tried us in the past. In the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. In Proverbs 14 and verse 1, it reads, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would Elohim that we have died in the land of Egypt? Or would Elohim we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore has Yahweh brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Therefore Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And they didn't fall on their face and humble themselves because they were scared of the people. They was fearful because they knew exactly whom the people were murmuring against, whom Israel was lightly esteeming, whom Israel was disregarding. Yahweh was saying, I'm showing you the land of milk and honey. And because you see some tall people in the land, now you bringing up a bad report against the whole land. Now you ready to return to Egypt when you was praying for me to deliver you out of Egypt. Now you want to make you a captain and return into Egypt. Because all Yahweh had to do was introduce adversity. And when adversity was introduced, then we start lightly esteeming the Elohim of our salvation. And now we wanted the captain and wanted to return into Egypt. And this is the condition that our people are in today. It's easy to say, man, I follow the Most High. I love the words of the Most High. But what happens when Yahweh introduces adversity to you and I? When he starts showing you that our ways are totally contrary to his ways. Our thoughts are totally contrary to his thoughts. And what we thought was right was really wrong. And what we thought was light was really darkness. What will happen when adversity is introduced? And you'll start to see the heart of man. Whether he has a heart of flesh or whether he has a heart of stone. And this is why Yahweh says, hearken unto me, listen unto me, cleave unto me, confirm my words. Yahweh said this about, and he said this in the book of Proverbs, the 30th division. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and the 5th verse, it reads, every word of Elohim is pure. He didn't say every word of Obadiah is pure. Every word of Lemuel is pure. Every word of Obana is pure. No, it says every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. That put their trust in who? In Yahweh. Add not thou unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And this is what's happening today. People have been found a liar every day. So now they close the book. And now they want man to explain it to them. Now they want man to argue it for them. Well, if you add it to or diminish it from the words of Yah, it don't matter who you send up against to debate this, to discuss this. Yahweh said that you're going to be reproved and you're going to be found a liar. Why? Because you've added to and you've diminished. And what better way to show that you lightly esteem your power than to add to? If someone say, look, I want you to go to the bank tomorrow, and I want you to say, John F. Kennedy said, take $1 million out the bank. And you say, okay. And then you show up to the bank the next day, walk up to the teller, and say, look, Susan B. Anthony told me take $1 million out the bank. They're going to be like, who? Who? We don't know that. And then you walk out, and then you got nerve to get mad at John F. Kennedy. Like, man, you told me. Well, who did you go in there and say you needed $1 million? I said Susan B. Anthony. Who told you that? Who gave you that instruction? Well, I thought that if I gave two names, I get an extra $1 million. Well, that's what you get for thinking. You've added two, and you've diminished from my instructions, and now you get nothing. And this is what happened when we add to or diminish from the Most High's word. We get nothing out of it. We get reproof. So if we hearken to the reproof, we can get great value. But if we don't, and we lightly esteem it, we disregard it, we ignore it, then we get absolutely nothing. And Yahweh's words is everything but vain. Yahweh's words are far from vanity. And because we have lightly esteemed the Most High, and because we have added to his word or diminished from his word, because we have put our trust in the Most High has done something to his people. And this is to show the people that he is the true and living Elohim in the midst of the nation of Israel. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 18th verse. And Yahweh said, and if ye will not offer, if ye will not yet, for all this, hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And what does it mean when Yahweh put seven on it? That means that this complete. So this punishment that Yahweh put on us will be whole. And I'm going to show you the wholeness of how this destruction will be upon us. And it says that I will break the pride of your power, and I will make you heaven as, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. And if ye walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. Yahweh is letting you know, not only will I bring seven, but I will multiply it seven times seven. So the matter will be established. And once you are in this condition, once you are in this plight, once you are in this situation, there will be no mistaking of this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to read the 45th verse. And it reads, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee until thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. So when you see these curses, you say, man, this is from the finger of the Most High. So undoubtedly, we know why we was cursed. Because we didn't hearken to the voice of the Most High. Because we lightly esteemed the words of the Most High. So how could you expect prosperity? How could you expect to be together and nation build as a people when you won't even acknowledge you lightly esteem your power? So now when he say, look, I'm going to set you up a king. I'm going to go look for a king. Yahweh said, look, you ought to wear this because you are holy people unto me. And you saying, look, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. Yahweh said, look, this is your dietary law. Eat this because you are holy people. Don't eat this because you are holy people. And we say, look, I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat. Yahweh said, look, Build ye houses, plant vineyards. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters. And he said, nah, I'm going to live in these apartments. I'm going to live in these houses. I don't want to stay next to him. I like seeing him on the Sabbath, but I don't really like him like that. We don't mesh like that. I don't like her. We don't mesh like that. So I want to stay in the midst of my adversaries. Yahweh said, pray unto him for all good things, for it is Yahweh that establishes wealth. But we think that because we work for G&E, or we work for Duke, or that we work for Fifth Third, that's going to bring us wealth. Everything that Yahweh has ordained and has set before us, we have ignored. We have lightly esteemed the Elohim of our salvation, and we've gone after vanity. And it is because of these things we are destroyed to this day. Because Yahweh said that he will put these curses 7 times 7 upon us. So these curses that Yahweh will put upon us will destroy us, but it will be a complete destruction. And in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, this is what we're reading about, a complete destruction of a nation. Because Yahweh has for far too long has been lightly esteemed. Yahweh's words for far too long has been disregarded and taken as something vain, has been taken lightly. And Yahweh said, look, I'm upset with you, but for a little while. But if you return unto me, I shall return unto you. And because we refuse to do these things, this is why we are destroyed to this day. And now we just like a bug. You step on some bugs and you take your foot off from the bug. They may have their stomach over here. They got legs over here. And the legs is wiggling and the stomach is wiggling. Why? Because they try to come back together. And that's where Israel is today. We just a bunch of scattered legs and bellies and arms and feet and hands. And we just wiggling because we're trying to come back together. But if we're not trying to seek Yahweh, then our mission is just completely vain. Because Yahweh says that we already are redeemed. He's the one that redeemed us. So if Yahweh give us our heart's desire and the land of our captivity, then all we will start doing is giving praises to captivity. Instead of trying to get your own, now you want to just stay in captivity forever. Now that's what you have going on in Israel today. They say, look, man, we see that the times are coming to an end. And I hear people talking about this 400 years. And I just don't believe it. I think it's more than that. Why? Because people have made comfort in captivity. Because once the foot is off your neck and now the foot moved to your shoulder, at least you got a little relief. But Yahweh said, I'm the one that redeemed you and take you out of the house of bondage. So you don't got no foot, no hands, nothing on you. I'll put you back where you the head, where you're not taking orders, but you giving them. You're not borrowing money, but you lending it. You're not paying people to live in their homes. They paying you. Because this is the order of Yah. But when we lightly esteem the Most High and his words, we become out of disorder. And this is why we guys have so many disorders today. Mental disorders, physical disorders. Because why? We have been disorderly towards the Most High. And Yahweh said that these curses will pursue us and overtake us until we be destroyed. How much more destroyed do we have to be, Israel, for us to just wake up and say it's time to seek the Most High. It's time to follow the Most High with our whole heart. Because the things that I've been putting my stock in hasn't brought me any type of prosperity. The things that I thought was of value is bringing me no value in the end. I'm returning unto my Elohim because I want my Elohim to return unto me. When will we come to this conclusion? Well, some of us have come to this conclusion. Some of us are coming to this conclusion. But for those that refuse to hearken, those that refuse to listen to the words of the Most High or listen to the voice and the words of his servant, bringing you the words of the Most High. Yahweh made another indictment in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. If you turn with me there. See, because even being destroyed, even having our parts scattered, even being scattered on the four corners of the earth, Yahweh still has shown us his mercy. Yahweh still shows us his loving kindness. Yahweh still shows us his power. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter and the sixth verse, it reads, "For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Yaakov are not consumed." Yes, we have been destroyed. Yes, we have been scattered. Yes, we have been, you were under the hands of our enemy, but Yahweh has not caused us all to be consumed. All to be consumed. He hasn't caused it. Because Yahweh still shows us his mercy. He still shows us his loving kindness. Because he does see that some of his servants will hearken to his words. Some of his servants will hearken to the instructions that Yahweh has given. And Yahweh said, look, I'm going to redeem you for my righteousness' sake. Because the nation as a whole has been lightly esteeming the words of the Most High. And now the Most High name is blasphemed every day. The songs of these idols is being sung to these false idols every day. The praises to these false idols are being declared every day. Yahweh's name is being blasphemed every day. And now you have people that calling themselves sons and daughters of the Most High. They're participating in this behavior. But you see, Yahweh is all about balance. Yahweh is all about judgment, which means he's all about justice. Yahweh said in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, he said a false balance is an abomination to Yahweh. So Yahweh is not going to put you in the position where his name every day is blasphemed. He's being lightly esteemed every day, but you being honored. His house is in the ghettos and in the worst, but you dwelling in mansions and walking rows of gold. No, that would be an abomination. And Yahweh said, look, because you have lightly esteemed me, because you have had no regard towards me, now I'm going to put you in the midst of your enemies. And I'm going to show you how your enemies are going to treat you. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? But he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground, that have no form, nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." See how Yahweh bring it back to balance? We lightly esteem the Most High. So Yahweh said, well, now it's going to be men that's going to stand in the gap for the nation. But they're not going to be esteemed. So instead of hearing praises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because Yahweh said that I'm the Elohim of these three men, now you hear about J.C., Peter, Paul, Luke, John, a bunch of men not named by the Most High, Elijah, Muhammad, someone not mentioned by the name of the Most High. And now our people are following something that's altogether vain. The nations are looking up to something that's altogether vain. Why? Because we lightly esteem the Most High. So therefore, we're lightly esteemed today. The name Israel is as a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. And now they do anything to play with your name. They take the Y off. If your name got Yah in it, they take that off. We got books filled with names that got Yah name on it, that they done took Yah's name out the whole book. Why? Because if Yahweh is lightly esteemed, you know his servants are going to be lightly esteemed. And now they say, look, man, you go by that Old Testament. We about the new ways now. Why? Because the ways that we are to go by and the people that's in that book are lightly esteemed. This is the balance of the Most High. This is how Yahweh said these things have to be shown that Yahweh is the only, the true and living Elohim. He is the Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, I'm going to read the 22nd verse. And it reads, but this is a people robbed and spoiled, and they are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith restore. Yes, our people in the prison houses. Yes, our people bound up. Our people are afflicted. And who's coming to say restore? We can come together and party. We can come together and drink and smoke and watch the game together. We can come together and argue, fuss and fight. We can come together and battle. We can come together and rap and sing and dance. But when it comes to coming together to restore this law that Yahweh has put before us, it's lightly esteemed. There's none that say, man, let's just restore the laws of Yahweh. Let's return back to Yahweh. And when Yahweh does raise up servants that say, look, let's restore. You'll show up maybe once, but you're not going to dedicate your works to being there. You're not going to dedicate your works to trying to restore the law of the Most High, because you're not even dedicated to the Most High. Why? Because you lightly esteem the Most High. It's all about you now. It's all about what you want to do. And we've been talking about ourselves for far too long. We've been ravishing in ourselves and our ways for far too long. And because we have been doing that, because we have been lightly esteeming the Most High, now we don't even know the Most High. We don't even know the arm of Yah's salvation. We don't even know it. And we don't even know that we've been redeemed without money, because we don't know the true and living Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, for Yahakov, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. You have people that walk around with the name of Israel. People walk around with the name of Yah in their names, and they don't even know where they got it from. They don't even know that they Elohim has ordained that he's showing you that you his holy people. People say, man, what's the name of your son? What's the name of your daughter? And it'd be something, Yah. It'd be like, wow, that's a beautiful name. Where did you get that? I don't know. I just thought it was pretty. You don't even know Yahweh has ordained this, that Yahweh has given us his surname thus, that we wear the name of Yah, that we are the witnesses of Yah, that Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh is our king. Yahweh is our father. Yahweh is our master. That's why Yahweh said, look, if I be your master, man, where's my honor? If I be your father, where's my fear? You would have thought that these false idols gave us all these accolades and judgments and truths. They haven't. Because Yahweh's judgment is upon them. And all the blessings that Yahweh has given us, we haven't even known of the goodness of Yah. Because we have not known Yah. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Because though we have not known the Most High, and though we have lightly esteemed the Most High, Yahweh is still going to show the world his power. He's still going to show the world whom his people are. In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the third verse. And it reads, "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Yah. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. And in his days, Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness." Yes, well, once we realize who Yahweh is, man, we'll wear the righteousness of Yah on us like a garment. We won't be worried about no Versace or no Louis Vuitton. Oh, that'd be like, man, that's nonsense. That's garbage. We bear the vessels of Yahweh. Yahweh is our righteousness. And it says the very same thing in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 15th verse. And it reads, "In those days, saith Yah, in those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And in those days shall Yehuda be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness." You see, in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, Yahweh said that Yehuda, the Most High said that he would raise unto David a righteous branch. He says, Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. But in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, 10 chapters over, he says, Yehuda and Jerusalem. So the Most High saving the entire nation and the land that he's promised to his people. And we're going to proclaim the same things. Yahweh is our righteousness. Because we wear the righteousness of Yah like it's a garment. It's a holy garment. And it's people saying, man, where are the priests today? Well, who's bearing the righteousness of Yahweh? No one can stand up here and proclaim their goodness, their righteousness, their holiness. But we can stand up here and proclaim the holiness of Yahweh, the righteousness of Yahweh. Because if we are righteous, it's because we walk it in the ways of Yah. And we are holy because Yahweh has said we're holy and we walk it in the ways of Yah. But it's not from our ways and from the imaginations of our hearts. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 111. Psalms 111 and verse 9, it reads, He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Yes, holy and reverend is the name of Yahweh. Because it's only Yahweh whose righteousness we wear like a garment. It's only Yahweh whose words that we take and it protects us like a shield. It's only the word of Yahweh that we are removed from bread and water but still sustain life because we survive off the word of Yah. We're surviving off the Ruach of the true and living Elohim. Holy and reverent is his name. No one has earned the name of Yahweh. No one has earned the attributes of Yahweh. No one has earned the same praise or praise like unto Yahweh. Because holy and reverent is his name. And Yahweh is so holy and Yahweh is so righteous that he's surnamed us with his name. And we bear the name of Yah upon us. So now it's not time to It's never been the time, but now it's not the time to lightly esteem the Most High. Now it's time to highly esteem the Most High. Because this is the reason why we are in the plight and conditions that we are in today. One of the major things that most of our people suffer from is a lack of self-esteem. Because all we've been taught that we just slaves, we're just Negroes. We're nobody. Well, the reason why we have low self-esteem, because we haven't been esteeming the true and living Elohim. So how could you be delighted in yourself when you haven't even been delighting in your Elohim? So now it's time to delight in Yah. Now it's time to praise Yah. Now it's time to make righteous sacrifices unto Yah. Now it's time to witness to Yah. Now it's time to sing songs unto Yah. Now it's time to proclaim to the world that you serve the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. This is the time to give Yahweh his praise and his glory and his honor because he is our Father. He is our Master. He is our husband. We are married unto the Most High. And now it's time to start showing our husband his honor and glory. For truly, Yahweh is worthy to be praised. And once we realize this, and once we grasp this, then we can do this wholeheartedly. That's in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and the 14th verse, he reads, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And verse 15 reads, Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Why? Because we have finally grasped the reality of the matter, that we serve the true and living Elohim, and that for far too long, the reason why we are in the plight that we are in today, the reason why we are suffering the way we are suffering, the reason why we're not being increased the way that we are should be increased is because we have been lightly esteeming the Elohim of our salvation. But now it's time to return unto Yah. It's time to come to Yahweh humbly and make no mistakes about it. whether you do it voluntarily or involuntarily, you will come before Yahweh humble. Because Yahweh has already professed that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess and swear by the name of Yahweh, the true and living Elohim. So it's time for us to put in work. It's time for us to lift up our voice, and it's time for us to do our works for the true and living Elohim, for Yahweh is worthy to be praised. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightened me and now we flee for fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the Son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.